The Blue Water Chamber of Commerce hosts a variety of networking events, connecting their members with leads, referrals, and people they can do business with. See what's happening at the Chamber and how they can help your business grow at bluewaterchamber.com.
All right, on this Monday morning, this is such an interesting presidential election year because really for the first time, we've pared it down to the Republican and the Democratic likely nominee. Obviously, it's not official, but it's likely to be Trump versus Biden. But there's new polling that indicates who Americans trust most to lead the country. Joining us right now to talk more about this poll, ABC News political analyst Steve Roberts. Good morning, Steve.
Well, good morning. Look, the poll that we have out this morning from ABC, I think kind of mixed results, because if we ask the question, who do you trust to do a better job? Well, Trump's marginally ahead, 36, 33 for Biden. We ask favorable impressions, Biden slightly ahead with 33, Trump down at 29. So really, this says that Americans really don't trust either one of them very much. Right.
Yeah.
I mean, this is an election where both presidential candidates are struggling to really go beyond their bases. And also you can see in the first days of this head-to-head campaign, Paul, what each side is really emphasizing. You know, Biden playing off his State of the Union address, which was received pretty favorably, really pushing hard on Trump as a dictator. He's, you know, during the State of the Union, he never used Trump's name directly.
Right.
He kept talking about my predecessor 13 times. Now he's using Trump's name directly, and he picks up on a statement Trump made at one point that he'd like to be a dictator for a day. But he's also pushing very hard on the abortion issue. And there are a lot of issues where Trump is received and viewed much more favorably by Americans. He's ahead on the economy. But when you look at the polling, the one issue that really stands out where Biden and the Democrats have a big issue, have a big advantage, is the issue of abortion. And that's why Biden pushed it so heavily in the State of the Union address. And he's pushing it in around the country as he's going to Georgia, swing state, New Hampshire, Pennsylvania. You just look where he's traveling and you know what the battleground states are going to be.
The other interesting thing in this poll, Steve, is that while 36% of Americans trust Trump to do a better job, 33% trust Biden, 30% trust neither one of them. It almost feels like a three-way race here, doesn't it?
That's a good way to put it. It's true. And there's a new phrase you'll hear a lot in the weeks and months ahead, and our listeners should be aware of it. It's the double doubters or even the double haters.
Yeah.
People who don't like either one of them. So where are they going to go? And you have to believe that some of them were people who voted for Nikki Haley in the Republican primary. Some of them who voted in states like Michigan for that uncommitted line, where over 100,000 people in your state voted uncommitted instead of voting for Biden. And where they go is one of the big questions. And, you know, the for all the ways, and we've talked about this already, for all the ways in which Trump certainly dominated the primaries, there were clearly warning signs for him, and primarily voters in the suburbs, primarily voters who have a college education, maybe a little better off financially, and a lot of women who really care about the abortion issue. So there are some of the double doubters, but there are also plenty of people on the Democratic side, particularly younger people, upset about the Biden's policies in the Middle East. He's clearly not doing nearly as well among blacks and Hispanics as Democratic candidates have in the past. So, yeah, the double doubters are going to be really important.
Well, they really are.
Where they fall out as the weeks and months ahead.
If they even cast a vote for president at all, because some of them may just say, you know what, forget it. I'll do all the down ticket stuff and leave President blank.
Look, that's a very important point. In the end, campaigns don't change a lot of minds, Paul.
Right.
They don't change a lot of minds. What they do is energize the people who are already for you. And in 2016, Clinton maybe the key reason she lost in states like Michigan was there was an element of lack of enthusiasm, lack of real passion behind her candidacy. And so a certain number of people who were normally Democrats, normally liberals, either voted third party or stayed home. And 4 years later, those voters went to the polls. And that was the difference between the Democrats losing in 16 and winning in 2020. So in the end, a lot of all of this campaigning we're going to be seeing over the months ahead is not aimed at converting anybody. It's aimed at energizing the base and making sure everybody on your side gets out to vote. That's probably the single most important question the campaigns are trying to answer.
Yeah, absolutely. Going to be a fascinating 8 months ahead. Always appreciate your analysis, Steve. Thanks so much.
Okay, my friend.
Take care. Bye.